Welcome back to the Next Is Now podcast. Today, got a full one in store, shortly going to have Travis Graff and Colby Giacobino hopping on here. We are going to be previewing the spring, but first, before we do that, we're going to be tying a bow on the 2024 class, talk about some late risers in the cycle, and talk a little bit about the class as a whole. And then we're going to get into the spring. We've all been out on the road the last few weeks, seeing guys across the country and getting ready for a few big weeks ahead of us. So we're going to be talking about some standouts, some guys ready to break out, and a bunch more. Thank you for tuning in. Colby, Travis, welcome back on. Been a minute here. We're in full spring mode. AAU started up and a lot going on, but wanted to grab some time here to first tie a bow on the 2024 class and then get into some spring preview notes. So to start, we've now pushed a big 2024 class update. Who is a guy or two that moved the needle for you late in the cycle, whether it's from late in the high school season or the recent all-star event, stuff like that? Travis, start with you there.
The first two that jump out to me are Donnie Freeman and Boogie Fland. Donnie has grown on me a lot over this past school year. I think he just produces at a high level. The perimeter game is coming along nice, and it wouldn't surprise me for him to be a top five player in the class like a year from now, looking back at it, if everything goes right. And then with Boogie Fland, as we've talked about behind the scenes, like, my thoughts on Boogie as a prospect have gone back and forth over the past couple of years. But looking at a class where everybody has warts, give me the guy that can score in every setting, that can go get you a bucket at any time. Like, last year, I was a little bit rocky on him. EYBL, I saw some very bad outings from him, but he's really put together a complete game so far this senior year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I always tell you, age is important, man. Colby, who'd you have here?
Yeah, I'm gonna reach a little bit deep here. In our rankings, number 132, Royce Parham. You know, he's somewhere within, you know, the 100 or, you know, in just inside the top 100, you know, kind of around the industry. But I wanted to go with him for a couple of reasons. I think that he ended his high school his high school season on a high note, got MVP honors of the national prep champion or the national prep tournament, led his team, obviously, to the championship of that. And they claimed that title. And I think that I'm putting a lot of stock in him going to a place like Marquette. Whereas, like, I don't expect him to maybe, you know, outplay his ranking immediately. But I think, you know, if we have this conversation 2 to 3 years down the road, he could be a key contributor and a key guy within Shaka Smart's rotation. I just think he has a high IQ. He's skilled, very fundamental. I think just adding the necessary polish and, you know, just work on his body in terms of flexibility, mobility, all that good stuff. I think if all those boxes are checked, sky's the limit. He could be a real impact in the Big East.
Yeah, that's a very good one. He ended his high school season on a high note for sure. Mine are kind of in relation to both yours. I got two. First one starting at the top. I had Dylan Harper. I think a theme that I noticed a lot is just the more you watch a lot of these guys, the more you tend to have real questions about, like, how it's going to translate, stuff like that. And for me, it's been the opposite with Dylan. The more I see him, the more I just think everything's going to translate, even at the highest level. With how smart he is, with how skilled he is, just the physicality. He just seems like the game is a little bit slower for him than just about anyone else in the class besides Cooper Flagg. Second one I had was Travis Perry. And I think it's just honestly a product of Mark Pope being in Kentucky. I think he's an awesome fit. And even going back to our fit episode a few weeks back, like, I feel like BYU came up a few times just because their offensive style and how that offense played this year. So I think putting Travis Perry there, his ability to shoot, make decisions, everything like that, I think he's going to be a very, very good player in that system. Moving down in 2024, just to tie a bow on this, obviously a process here where we're bouncing evaluations off of each other and figuring out how to rank guys from every different part of the country. Who's a guy going to Colby here first? Who's a guy that you wouldn't be surprised to see outperform their ranking, whether it's in a year or 4 years down the line?
And we're talking about 2024 here. Max, are we talking about 20? Okay. Well, in comparison to mine, I'm not going to go off on too far away from the home. I'm and as we rank, just like anybody else, we bounce up off each other as you laid out. But I just think I think Derek Queen, what he's going to be able to do at Maryland and his skill set is just going to be, a Jokic light. I know that's the comparison that everybody usually uses for him, just because he's a unathletic big with, really, really high level feel as a playmaker for his size. I know you can find him as high as, say, a top 10. You can find him somewhere in the top 20, just depending on where you look. But I think when it's all said and done, whether or not, I don't know how many years he'll end up staying at Maryland, in terms of before he. If he puts himself in a position to be drafted. But I think he's another guy who ended his high school career, I think, on a high note, with how he played and how he really, shouldered the load of what he was expected to do on that stacked Mont Verde team. So I'm gonna go Derek Queen with that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Travis, who you got here?
I'm going full Colby G with these answers. He actually just stole one of mine. Another Derek Queen was easy one for me, just because we rank based off pro potential above everything else, and he's a guy that's going to produce at a high level at the college level. He's a guy that could be a All-American year two, year three, however long he's in college. We might not love him as a pro prospect, but I love him as a college player. And then the other guy is also a DMV guy, Patrick Ngangba. He kind of got lost in the shuffle with the rankings this year because of his injury. But he was the guy before he got hurt that was trending like top 20 with us and a lot of other places, was producing at a high level. And I think if he comes back healthy completely, I think he's a guy that is going to also produce at a high level at the in the college ranks.
Starting to rub off on you guys.
Hey, Max is saying a Kentucky player. I'm saying some DMV players. I mean,
What's
we gotta
going
go Chicago guy here soon.
on here?
Yeah, what's going on here? For me here, I had a guy I think is honestly a little bit of an X factor in the class as a whole. And two both guys that I went with are pretty young for the class. I think that factors in. But first is Nick Cody, headed to Texas, a Texas kid as well. Just the progress he showed in his last 16 or so months of high school has been high level, turned into like a from a mid-major kind of role player utility guy into like a more skilled foreman where you can see if he continues to make those strides and that progress and the skill set, you could see him being a big time draft guy in a year or two. The second guy I had here was Paul McNeil Jr. You mentioned it a little bit, Travis, with Pat Ngangba is just being overlooked and kind of getting lost in the shuffle. I think that's been a little bit of the story of Paul McNeil. Obviously, came back to North Carolina after trying to go the prep route, and I think just didn't get as many eyes on him in his senior year of high school. But really young guy, he's going to get stronger and he can really score. I think he's got a chance to kind of sneaky assert himself as one of the best scorers in this freshman class when we look back in a year or two. Obviously, going to a system at NC State that usually has some big time scoring guards, so I think he's going to fit in well there. Moving on to the spring now, moving off of 2024. All three of us have been on the road the last few weekends, taking in a ton of action around the country. So let's start with 2025 in terms of guys we've seen so far. Travis, who's a guy that's impressed you and looks in for a potential rise in terms of the rankings?
Yeah, so we debuted Jalen Dean Vines inside the top 150 very, very recently. I think he's sitting at 120 right now, but he's been electrifying in the past 2 weekends, both at the warm up and the Oklahoma Clash Moot Hoops events. Just a high rising athlete, electrifying in transition. The biggest question mark for me entering the spring was his consistency on his jumper. He's been knocked down from that area in every viewing that I've had. So he's the guy that, if that continues, if we're a month from now, he's still knocking down shots, like you're already moving him up top 75 range and then like knocking on the door at top 50. So he's a guy that I'm excited for you guys to see live as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, hard to miss the highlights and the post because he's, I would say, probably top 10 athlete in the country for sure. Colby, who'd you have here?
For me, for this one, man, I mean, I want to kind of speak on two different guys that I had seen in New Jersey specifically. One that I think is, and I wanted to stray away a little bit from guards, but it's just I get so mesmerized with these guys with high levels and that can really do a little bit of everything. I think the guy who is the epitome of that description is a Caden Lewis. Probably one of the best weekends, the best stretch of games, however you want to word it, that I've seen him play. And with me being in Baltimore and covering the DMV as heavily as I can, I see a Caden play pretty often. But it's just his ability to operate in high ball screens, and he's really to a point now where it's pretty much pick your poison, and he can either be commanding in those reads and kind of force the issue himself, depending on the coverage, or he can just allow however the defense is whether they're playing drop, whether they're hedging, whether they're blitzing, anything that they do, he has a counter for it. Shot the ball a lot, a lot better from three, especially off the dribble. Gets to the lane whenever he wants and can finish in a number of ways with either hand. And then can just make any pass on the floor off the live dribble, which makes him so dangerous. And then there's other times where he just kind of keeps it simple. And that's what I like to see, because a lot of guys who have that ability tend to overcomplicate things or, just to try to make the highlight play. And a lot of times that can trip him up. I think Caden is becoming a lot more efficient on that side of things. And then also just him, showing more of a prideful sense on the defensive end is huge. As a point guard, you have to be able to impact the game in that manner. And I think that's definitely an area of growth that I've noticed in him. I mean, shoot, even in the past 2 months. And I think what also goes into that is just the improvement of his frame. You can definitely tell he's, putting on a little bit more size, getting stronger, without losing any of his, elusiveness in that sense. So he's one guy that I wanted to mention really quick. String away from the DMV. Nigel James, I will watch him play basketball any day of the week. Now I know that the continuing developing area for him is going to be a jump shot, especially from three. That's something that a lot of college coaches kind of want to see come around. However, again, another dynamic playmaker in ball screens and high pick and rolls, the burst that he plays with, and just his ability to get wherever he wants on the floor at any given time. Made things really, really hard for defenders, over the weekend. And I think if he can just force his defender to be, I don't know how great these scouting reports, especially in the beginning of AAU season, are, but a lot of these defenders are pressing up on him, and I think that's just, that's poison when you're playing against Nigel. So he was another one who really stuck out to me this weekend in terms of, he wasn't a guy who, had the loudest weekend per se, but it was just steady, and that speaks a lot to me.
Yeah, absolutely. A few good ones for sure. For me, I'll start with Nate Amente. So again, I've seen him 2 weekends in a row now. Obviously, Virginia guy, so I'll go back to the DMV area for that one. But measured in at 6'9", has a 6'11" wingspan or so, and moves like he's 6'3" or so. That combined with the shooting ability, the comfort with the ball in his hands, and just like the flashes of driving, are super, super high level. And it's like, again, a guy that isn't the most productive guy right now. He's really far from a finished product. He's not going to be putting up 20 and 10s consistently, anything like that. But you watch him and you consistently see things that you just never see from any other prospect. So I think just his uniqueness, he's very far away and he's got a lot of growing to do physically from a skill standpoint, on the defensive side as well. But we got him in the top 10 right now, and I think he is absolutely top 5 level upside. So I've been super intrigued by him, and another like one of those guys, the more you see him, the more you want to keep watching because he keeps doing new things. So he's got as much upside as honestly anyone in the country. And then second one, I'll go with Kingston Fleming. Saw him 2 weekends ago at USAB minicamp down in Phoenix. Thought he was awesome. He's definitely come back from the high school season with some more strength on him, and came in with a super mature mentality in a setting where everyone kind of wants to come out and get buckets and kind of showcase their natural ability. He really locked up on the defensive end, and then offensively was just making plays for everyone else, was setting the table, was awesome in ball screens. Another guy that I think we have 11th overall right now, could easily see him jumping into the top 10 with a few big weekends and some big time matchups. So excited to see more of him. Going down to 26 and 27 now. We're going to do a guy or two, and there are probably 5 to 10 names just with the amount of guys we've seen the last few weekends. But who's our guy or two, start with Travis, that you think in 2026, 2027 that might open some eyes the next few weeks here?
I got two here. The first one is Slim Rogers from California. I think we've always been very high on him. I think we've got him top 30 right now. Super skilled, one of the most skilled guards in the class, can shoot it and facilitate, do a little bit of everything on the perimeter. But he's still kind of an unknown to a lot of the country. But now he's on the UIBL circuit, so going to become a – has the possibility to become a household name in that class. And then – then the other one is a guy that I want you to speak on to, Max, because I know we have been very high on him for a while and everybody's just now starting to figure out about him, is Anthony Thompson, 2026 wing out of Ohio, goes to Lebanon High School, plays for Indiana Elite 16, about 6'7" now, has grown about 5 or 6 inches within the past year, one of the youngest kids in the class, and I know that's music to Max's ears, because whenever I was talking about how skilled he is, Max also had to throw in that caveat, and then we come to the conclusion, hell, it's probably been about 6 months ago, that he's like a top 10 prospect in the class, and then now we got him bumped up to number 4, but 6'7", skilled, 6'11", wingspan, very young, with just arguably the most upside in the class, if you like, were just to peel back the layers of everybody's game and their physical makeup. And how was he this weekend in your viewing? Because I know you're humble about it, but there's people that were asking, like, hey, you can bump him up in your rankings, and then you're like, yeah, we've had him top 10.
Yeah, he was first on my list here, so I'm glad you kind of brought him up here first. But he was awesome, obviously. Had a good high school season, kind of just experimenting with this game, and popped on our radar. But seeing him in person for the first time was awesome. He came out from the jump, like, playing in ball screens, pull-up threes, like, experimenting with his offense, playing with a ton of confidence. And like you said, he's still kind of got a baby face, kind of a deer in headlights at times in terms of, like, his strength and the physicality. But, yeah, I mean, 6'7", with big time length, athleticism, honestly, in terms of, like, all the guys at 25, 26, 27 – there aren't many guys defensively that I think have higher upside than him. And now he's starting to experiment with the offensive game, do a bunch of different things. So absolutely. I think also too, I was going to mention it when I was going to bring him up, but in the last few years with these cycles, we've seen like 3 or 4 guys kind of assert themselves at the top of the class. And sometimes they switch order, sometimes they move around, but there usually tends to be a tier one. And I think Anthony Thompson is definitely moving his way into that tier one, obviously a long ways to go, but he's just super intriguing. Colby, who you got here?
Yeah, for 2026, man, I'm gonna go with another flashy guard that caught my eyes over the weekend. Another entertaining point guard from New York, Jermell Thomas. I think he's a guy who is going to be surfacing on a ton of these Instagram videos and highlights of whatever event that he's in. But he just has a ton of fun playing the game. He makes it look like a ton of fun. People around him enjoy playing with him. I remember seeing him last spring. Didn't get out to see him ton throughout this high school season. And, you know, he has grown a couple inches, so that definitely helps. But, man, just like a classic New York point guard who can, gets crafty with it. There's always some semblance of flash in whatever he does and plays the game to make others around him better rather than, just focusing on the scoring aspect. However, he really has his defense or his defender at his mercy, because especially he showed this weekend that, if you leave him, with a clear look from three, he'll knock it down. And then when he's not driving the dish, he's driving to, for an acrobatic layup, some English off the glass or whatnot. So just a really electrifying player who's hard not to like. As I was saying with, say, like a guy like a Caden, and it's very rare for how flashy Jermell does, play. But, you know, just tightening up on any sort of mistakes, because while he tries to make things look flashy when he does turn it over, kind of makes it look like he's a little bit too loose with the ball. But that'll all come in time. And I'm just a real, you know, I am a sucker for the point guards with just really, really high level feel. Even dating back to when I was covering like Ace Baldwin, when you just see that a guy has it, you know, I'll always sign up to watch those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's five more fun guards in the country to watch than Melo. So that's a great one. Already talked about Anthony Thompson. I'll go to 2027 here first. Jordan Page, seen him back-to-back weekends now between USAB and then 3SSB. He's been awesome. The guy who's, we talking about tools, he's 6'4", big-time twitch, long, 6'8 wingspan. Still 14 years old, but again, another guy that just does stuff that you never see anyone else do. Big time burst to get downhill, but what's been impressive the last 2 weeks is his ability to play at those in-between speeds. D-cell around the rim, make shots from the mid-range. Defensively, he's outstanding. Super tough, hard-nosed kid. About the right things, he's jumped up into our top three or four of their 2027 rankings. And I think another guy that's quickly asserted himself as kind of one of the more intriguing long-term prospects in the country. So excited to see more of him. Had 40 points over the weekend with Garner Road. So, I mean, he's potential and production. He's got a big-time future, it looks like. And then 2026, a guy that I've loved for a little bit now, but I think really jumps onto the national radar, is Davion Adkins from Southern Salt from Texas. Has seen him both back-to-back weekends as well, and I think is going to, I think he's around 75 to 85 in national rankings for most people. And I think one of those guys, it's like, oh, wait, you look up in a month and he's inside the top 25 for everyone. I think that's going to be him. I think we have him around 17, 18 right now. And I think it's going to make a ton of noise. Just plays extraordinarily hard in both settings. Every possession, sprints the floor. One of the best athletes in the country, like pins multiple shot, pins three or four shots a game. Touching the top of the backboard, plays wildly hard, super competitive, starting to expand his offensive game now a little bit too. So, yeah, love him, and I think he's going to make a ton of noise on the national front over these next few months. To finish out here, we're going to switch the scope from players to more some teams. Going to Travis here first. Give me a specific team or two that you're excited to see, whether it's their prospects, their style of play, anything like that.
I'm intrigued to see. I'm actually going to see them this weekend. I'm intrigued to see how Oakland Soldiers 17s looks, because you have the most athletic front court and wings that you could possibly have in high school basketball. You got AJ DeBosa, Tyron Stokes, Chris Woolley. I wonder what the guard play is going to look like. I know AJ and Tyron are going to have the ball in their hands a lot, but I want to see what those secondary pieces look like and how the chemistry is on that team. Another one is going back to Anthony Thompson. I'm excited to check out Indiana Elite 16s because they have a lot of kids from my area, a lot of low and mid-major kids from Kentucky. And then they also have Anthony Thompson as their cornerstone. So you got to see them last week. I'm excited to see them later on in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Very fun group. Colby, who you got here? You got any DMV teams here?
Of course. Of course. I'm glad for, I mean, I'm excited for you guys to see them. Coming up, and you know what we do here at MADE, priding ourselves on, you know, getting eyes on guys early, noticing talent from an early stage, and then tracking it. And that's going to be Durant 15s. Again, obviously, we have no idea what the rest of the country is working with for sure. But if there are three or four better teams or teams with more potential than this one, I would love to sit down and watch them as well. You know, whether it's, you know, Baba, who is incredible over the weekend and caught everybody's eye, even if they knew who he was or didn't. You know, the name that I have that is going to blow up is Brandon Woodard. You know, playing next to Baba as a playmaker as well, and then being equipped with a point guard set with a Jamal McKnight, who's always trying to make the game easier for others. You know, he's going to be on the receiving end of a endless lobs. He's showing off other aspects of his game that continue to develop, whether it's just attacking off one or two dribbles. But he assaulted the rim all weekend, and I expect nothing less moving forward. Just to, you know, I know I sent it in our group chat, but they're starting five, man. I mean, you go 5'11", 6 foot, you're like, okay, that's pretty normal. And then it just jumps. I think Baba is closer to 6'9" than he is 6'7" at this point. So you have Baba at the three, Brandon Woodard is a strong 6'8". And then, you know, they have a big, a very fundamental back to the basket big at 6'11", who can also step out and hit a three or two, you know, when needed. So in terms of just watching and seeing how not only they perform in terms of win losses, but also developing as a whole, I think it's a very good group that benefits off of each other. I mean, when you're saying that you have Izzy Choupfong coming off the bench, that's nasty. I don't think that'll last long, but, you know, hey, whatever works for them, but they're just, it was almost unfair all weekend. So I'm excited. I know that a lot of guys on that roster are guys that, you know, both of you guys have talked about in the past. So I'm excited for you guys to get eyes on them too.
Yeah. Very excited to see that team. Baba in specific, as you mentioned, is definitely, according to USAB measurements, is closer to 6'9" than 6'7". So crazy that he's still growing. I'm going to go in a similar vein here and stick with a hometown 15s team. I'm going to go with Mean Streets 15s. We're going to need to see a matchup with Durant 15s early. But yeah, I mean, three top 60 prospects, four in the top 150 total. Two of the best guards in the country, to me, in terms of in that 2027 national class. And Davian Thompson, Jackson Davis, Josiah Harrington out of Iowa is just a silky smooth shooter, like 6'4", 6'5". Then Howard Williams, big-time athlete, can really defend. So, I mean, awesome lineup, tons of talent, and the pieces fit together at a really high level. So that's going to be a really fun group. Looking forward to seeing them this weekend. And then UIBL Session 1, definitely hoping for that Team Durant matchup. And then two more that just came to mind. In specific, Travis, I know you'll see him this weekend, Oakland Soldiers 16s with Slim Rogers. And one of my favorite players in the country, Miles Jones, thinks he's super underrated, high-level shooter. So they're going to be fun to see together. And then the other one is Expression 17s with Dwayne Aristotle and London Jameson, just their wing duo. I think two guys that are going to be heavily, heavily recruited over the next few months, whether it's Big East programs, national programs. Just two guys that I think are going to be talked about a ton over the next few months. So excited to see how those two groups also fit together. But that's all I got. Glad you guys could take some time here and hop on. I know it's a spring, busy time here over these next few weeks, but we'll definitely be catching up soon after these sessions pass by. We'll see a ton more basketball over the next few weeks. So appreciate it.